Hey, howdy, folks. News and views with attitude from the Right Edition, Brian Loving, and welcome. I watched the Trumpster just the other night. He was at a, I guess it was a Republican governor's convention slash dinner, and he made a lot of remarks. And his remarks, his delivery was a typical Trumpster, of course, but the content was fantastic. It really was. He had to take the odd shot at the odd person like Canada, you know, the governor, and you're going to be the 51st state and so on. But he said so many things that were good, they were scary. To think that the country got that bad before someone like him could come in and make it better, pretty frightening. You know what? I'm in my 70s, so I'm old. And for all of my life, my adult life, all I can remember is, and I have lots of years to remember from, is that governments waste money and we say bad things about them, but nobody ever stood up to actually change anything. People spoke of it. They went to Ottawa, Canada to change Ottawa, but Ottawa changed them. They went to Washington, D.C. to change Washington, D.C., and of course it changed them as well. So, you know, all these naysayers now that say Trump is bad, our future is bright, and we will be more prosperous and secure. Not just we in America, but we in every country, because this guy, America's only 5% of the population of the world, 5%. Wow. When you look at it that way, probably 95% of influence. All your naysayers, you know, about Trump is bad and we like socialism and everything else, grow up and shut up, because things are going to get better now. It's a whole new world and it's about time, because the left really, really messed things up. They really did. And we needed somebody to kind of fix it. Tariffs. People don't understand tariffs. I said, what's to understand? I mean, you're going to charge more and products to come in and will prices go up? And I said, yes. But the concept here, back to Trump and his speech, the concept is there shouldn't be personal income tax. There hasn't been, or hadn't been rather, prior to World War I. And it came in as a temporary measure. And he quoted McKinley, who said he brought in tariffs so he wouldn't have to tax the populace, right? And that's a great thing. I mean, it worked then and it will work again. Get rid of personal tax and have tariffs. It's America first. Other countries should do the same. It's a pretty simple formula. You know what? It's about me. It's not about the citizens, the communist systems. It almost said something else. Blah. It's about me. It's about you. And we want what's better for us. And I think to make a country great, again, I think you have to kind of look at stuff like that. Get our taxes down to look after us. Trillions and trillions of dollars. Trump. Businesses now. We're racing to locate and in many cases relocate in the U.S. because because of tariffs. They say it's better for us. That brings in trillions of dollars worth of business, new jobs, new everything. The political landscape, the gender studies. You know, there's $100 million for condoms in for the Hamas people that American citizens paid for. Can you even believe it? There's so many things that have been wasted and abused, and there's programs that aren't needed. And Trump is saying, in addition to the new businesses coming into our country, we have that. We have all this saving stuff going on because of the waste that is no longer being wasted. And then people, though, the naysayers will say, okay, so you got new companies coming, which is new jobs. You got all this new money, and you're getting that in part by laying people off. So who's going to do the job because of immigration? You're kicking out 10, 15, maybe 20 million people. Who's going to do the job? Simple. All those people who are being fired for doing jobs that weren't real jobs anyway, you're getting rid of them. That's important. And immigrants will come back. They'll fill out the forms and they will come back legally. Legal is good, don't you know? Atlanta, Georgia, keeping up here. Boomity, boomity, boom, boom, Atlanta, Georgia, the NRA. I've been a life member of the NRA since, I don't know, the mid-1900s. 1990s, maybe, that would be better. The biggest Second Amendment weekend of all with the NRA and for all of us kind of gun people and freedom lovers is in Atlanta, Georgia, April 24th to April 27th. It's open to the public. Y'all should come. It's family friendly and there's more than 14 acres of firearms, but there's more than that. There's just more than that. There's all kinds of celebrity speakers. Every year it's different, of course, but Trump has been there almost every year. I got this in the mail yesterday. You can see Trump, and there's so many Republican senators. I look better if you can't see me, hey. And they all come, and they speak, and it's just a wonderful time. And again, it's about freedom. If you don't like guns, you would still enjoy the show. You really would. Lastly, on the day-to-day, talking about Canada briefly earlier and the U.S. of A., Wayne Gretzky, an icon in Canadian history and other places, considered to be the best hockey player of all time in the world. And he's now supporting Trump. He wears a Trump hat. I got a Trump coffee cup here. I got that for Christmas. Who knew? Anyway, he wears a hat. And now Canadians are mad at him. They said, how dare he? And they're writing letters, and there's a road or a pathway or whatever in Edmonton, Alberta, named the Wayne Gretzky Drive. And they have an action going on now with people. They want to change the name because he didn't vote like they vote, I guess. They're pinkos and he isn't. You don't have the right, Wayne, to be anything unless I agree with it. What about all the people who do agree with him? There's some of them too, don't you know? Look at me. So I know it's kind of strange. I mean, just back to this thing, sit down and shut up and bah, live your life and don't worry so much about what other people do, except when you reap the benefits and you do, bah, 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 you get it. Lastly, that was last, I got last, the price of eggs. Price of eggs has gone crazy. I don't eat eggs because chickens eat worms, but other people do. Most everybody, the normal folk, they eat eggs. What's going to happen at Easter time? Nobody could afford to paint an egg. Paint a potato. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.